Lee is no Johnny One Note. In her more than 50 years in showbiz, her career has spanned music history, from the big bands to retro rock, and she is still going strong, performing the songs that have made her a music legend. But the big news is not that Peggy Lee is still performing. The big news, it might be that Peggy Lee is still alive. Didn't you have double bypass surgery a year and not much more ago?
Well, yes, it was about a year and a half ago. In October, it would have been the...
And what happened?
After that?
Well, you collapsed, basically. Did you know you were sick, or did it happen just spontaneously?
Yes, I got the message.
In no uncertain terms.
And I called my doctor in California, and he said, get the paramedics. And they came in. The paramedics are always so nice, you know? They're really kind. Thank you, paramedics everywhere.
Were you conscious enough to be terrified?
No, I can't explain that, but there's a certain calmness that comes over me, and I really kind of take it very coolly, and because during that year, I had altogether, I think there were 9 procedures, but they weren't all major, you know. They
9
were,
hospital procedures?
Yes, I mean operating room.
Sure.
You know, debridements and... one of those things with the balloons, the angioplasties.
And yet you were performing in and out of
Yes,
of those?
I used to think of it as going in the garage for a little tune-up.
I read somewhere, and I don't believe this, you've never had a vacation?
No.
Never?
I never have. No, but you see, traveling and working, I just... I have a good time anyway, so...
You're not curious to know what a vacation would be like?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think I would be, you know, just... I know what other people do. I watch them having theirs. So, in a way, I've enjoyed their vacation.
I take it, then, that retirement is also out of the question.
It's out of the question.
What seems to be the relationship between living and performing to Peggy Lee?
Well, it's getting so that there isn't much difference. It just goes right from one to the other. I enjoy working so much that... and I have different things to do, so I don't get bored with one just singing, you know? But also writing. Writing songs and writing... I'm writing an autobiography now, and I have about 400 pages. And some extra things ready to go in there.
How near top of her performance is Peggy Lee right now?
Well, I don't understand it, except to say that I'm extremely grateful, but my voice is in very good shape. And the musicians like it.
Well, I've seen that the critics have been pretty pleased, too.
Oh, they've been wonderful. They've really been wonderful. But when a musician is there all the time and can watch and listen and have all of the techniques and things in their mind, you know, it's wonderful to hear that from them, you know?
Yeah, those are the people you want, want their good notices.
Yes, and they're such good musicians.
I was telling you earlier, I have heard in the not too distant past, a young singer do a version of Fever.
I
say you haven't heard that.
No.
Have you heard other performers do Fever over the years?
Yes, I have.
Tell me what is missing when anybody other than Peggy Lee does it.
I don't know what's missing. I think when I wrote the lyrics, you see, originally that song was Little Willie John's, and it had a smash hit on it. And my bass player brought it to me and said, I think you should sing this. And some of the lyrics were not suited to me, so I wrote a new set, with the exception of the 2 little verses in front. And good joke on me, I didn't copyright it. So I didn't even get any credit on the sheet music, but those are my words.
Well, take the credit.
Thank you.
If not all the money that should have gone away.
Yes.
Well, Peggy Lee, it is good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you.
More importantly, it's always great to hear you.
And I do see you very often in the morning.
Well, thank you.
And then I've even seen you at night on David Letterman.
Name dropper. Right. Well, you...